This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world, too, via satellite. And our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for the great job that you're doing keeping America free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, including Catwoman and Road Dog, who just chimed in. And let's see, heavy rain in San Antonio, clear now in Laredo. They're down there waiting on their trailer. Okay, very good. So, to everybody working the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, thank you for the job you do keeping America rolling. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. 7 past the hour. Here's Ms. Rosemary.
Good morning, Captain, and I know it's hard for me. If you can't understand me, people, I have a little bit of pneumonia. I got Friday on the Friday show, and it's going away. But anyway, happy birthday to Roger Schumann. Roger, I'm also born under the sign of the United States. And a little thing here, what a weekend, what a weekend. I didn't miss anything. Not only the horrific, because I can't be around people. You know, if I hug them, they're going to get pneumonia. Okay. I watched it, and then I thought it was a joke when I saw New York lights go out. I said, that's a joke. It can't be happening. Well, yeah, it did. And I thought, what else?
Won't be the last time.
No. I said, this has got to be. I thought it was a joke at first. I really did, because, I mean, here we got this horrible storm. But anyway, I want to give you all a little hope about something. Baton Rouge was going to be, we know that was right in the area there. They knew. By the way, something I didn't say is I do watch, there's a large church there. Spirit-filled. I don't watch anything that isn't. I've known them for many years. They've been there many, 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 many years. He grew old there. And also, it's not only well-built. A few months ago, for some reason, they work with first responders. Many attend the church, but they wanted everybody to learn how to get that training, and it's a good thing. They said, we're going to need it. And they knew something was going to happen, kind of like Nineveh. And they said, I remember a few months, it was several weeks ago, I was thinking, what? Why is he doing that now? He did, and he got most people trained on what to do, which, by the way, helps. Because, you know, you're ready, you're prepared, and by the way, even their buildings, everything was prepared for this, which, thank God, was not as bad, but they were prepared. That's the main thing, they were prepared. Spiritually also, what shocked me was they held a church service yesterday morning, live, and I couldn't believe it. But on there, of course, was written, won't be tonight, because that could be flash flooding. There they were, weeping, because they knew what could have hit, and we all know what could have been. It could have been a lot worse. And by the way, I've been trying to reach them to get through to them. I have spoken with them before. They are definitely one of the most spirit-filled groups I've known, and they have lasted many. My goodness, the pastor himself, I don't want to say his age, but he's lasted forever, and he still plays that piano and sings. So while they were in the church, thanking God, everybody was there. It amazed me. I can't even tell you I was weeping so much because they were singing the song, and he was playing on the piano at his age. Yeah, he still plays. And they were singing, one of my favorite, of course, I only have a few words from it, what I put on here before, and this is for all of you going through the storms, all of you, because there's more people going to have storms, and they're going to keep coming, and this won't be the only one. We can have one here. The anchor holds. I just don't know a song that's ever meant so much to me for this. The anchor holds, though the ship be tattered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees, and they did, as I face the raging seas. But the anchor holds in spite of the storms. And as he was playing the piano and singing it, and they couldn't stop. I mean, everybody's just joined in. They have what's called the Resurrection Choir. That's one of the best choirs I've ever heard in my life, and I'm very particular about that. And they were all just weeping and singing it because they knew that things could have been much worse. But they were so prepared. They were prepared physically by many first responders. They knew that the huge buildings that would hold people, they were prepared spiritually. And that's meant so much to me. You know, Captain, I don't know. We can't talk enough about first responders and how they're needed and how, just like you know, you had to be trained and you have to know what you're doing in that. And it's a hard job.
Well, one of the things that I did after I got out of the fire service was I became a trainer for the CERT program, which is Community Emergency Response Teams.
Yes,
and I did that in two different counties.
And you know how important that is, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Everybody has to work together. And so it really meant a lot to me. I wish everybody could have watched it. And I'm going to be trying to reach them today. I do have their number. And I just want to say that, you know, we could have one. I'm near Tampa Bay. As we all know, the season's basically just started. Thank God, though, we kind of lead the way in that, too. And thank God for people like the captain could always be, you always are, first responder.
Amateur radio operator, if nothing else.
That's right. And there are things that you can do. And that's what I'm so grateful that he got that church together where they held a total service, and I was shocked. I did not think they would be on live. So that was my, but we're going through things, people. But, and let me end with this, because I know there's a lot of evil and crappy things going on in the world that the captain's, he's telling us about. There are evil people. But, you know, recently, a while back, the Newsboys appeared at the White House. And one of their songs states this: evil may put up its strongest fight, but the cross has the final word. That's up at the White House where they were singing that. Remember, no matter what evil comes against you, the cross is stronger. Thank you so much, Captain. God bless you all. I'll get back with you tomorrow night.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. We're coming right back with more. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. If you want to opine, here comes the phone number in your direction.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends of Relief Factor. Now, you know, it's no secret. I take Relief Factor. I have arthritis, and that's the reason I'm taking it. Otherwise, I'd have to be taking prescription drugs for the pain that I suffer. And I said, nope, no way, not going to do it. So I found out about Relief Factor. I got the 3-week quick start, just like you folks will if you decide to take it. And it started working for me. Now, I followed the instructions, took it just the way it said to take it, and I take it now twice a day, once in the morning, once at night before I start my show, while I'm doing my show prep for my radio show, and it works. It flat out freaking works. I wouldn't be telling you it did if it didn't. So, I want you to check out relieffactor.com/captain. That website again, relieffactor.com/captain to find out more. And order your 1995 3-week quick start and see what it will do for you. Now, you can also go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com and click on the Relief Factor link that's there. You'll wind up at the same place, relieffactor.com/captain. So, give it a try. It worked for me. It'll work for you. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, hey, Democrats, hey, progressive left liberal socialists, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring on AOC. Bring on Kamala Harris. Bring on Rashida Tlaib. Bring them on. Let them continue to go. Their insanity, their craziness, their racism, their hate speech are the best gifts ever for the GOP and President Trump. Now, Kamala Harris, get this, folks, just announced her plan to save America. If she is elected president, she'll give $100 billion, yep, that's $100 billion with a B, dollars, of your taxpayer money to black Americans so they can buy homes. Let me tell you something. If I was the one running for president, and I announced one of the things I was going to do to help save America was to give $100 billion to white Americans to buy homes, what do you think would happen to me? First words out of the mouth, oh, racist, but not one word about Kamala Harris. So, don't you think the Democratic Party and the leftist mainstream media is kind of playing a little favor here, favoritism, by not saying what's good for the goose is good for the gander? Of course not. Of course not. And if they did call me a racist because I made a proposal like that, then guess what? They'd be right, because you would be. You would be. Now, I don't know about you, but over the 4th of July weekend, I had calls, I had emails, I had text messages, I had it all going from people all around the country that just loved, loved what they saw in Washington, D.C. But yet, all we could hear from the Democrats was, what a waste of money, this is terrible, no president's ever done anything like this. How about small-town America? How about small-town America? I would be willing to bet you, and I know of a lot of them right here where I'm talking to on these stations, because a lot of my affiliate people came in and said, yep, we're having a parade in XYZ, we're having a parade in Smithville, Yorkville, whatever the names of the towns were. And I had literally hundreds of places that were being mentioned to me where they were having parades and celebrations, and they thought, these people thought it was great that they were having this in Washington, D.C. Totally the opposite of what you were hearing from the mainstream media and the Democratic folksters that were there. Now, I got an email sent to me by retired Colonel Robert F. Cunningham and Patrick Rishore, who write for the Gilmer Mirror, a northeastern Texas newspaper, and he wrote an article called Quit Bashing Obama. Now, it goes like this. Quit trashing Obama's accomplishments. He's done more for than any other president before him. Here's a list of his impressive accomplishments. You ready? Here we go. First president to be photographed smoking a joint. First president to apply for college aid as a foreign student and then deny he was a foreigner. First president to have a social security number from a state he never lived in. First president to preside over a cut to the credit rating of the United States. First president to violate the War Powers Act. First president to be held in contempt of court for illegally obstructing oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. First president to require all Americans to purchase a product from a third party, a.k.a. Obamacare. First president to spend $1 trillion on shovel-ready jobs when there was no such thing as a shovel-ready job to begin with. First president to abrogate bankruptcy law to turn over control of companies to his union supporters. First president to bypass Congress and implement the DREAM Act through executive fiat. First president to order a secret amnesty program that stopped the deportation of illegal immigrants across the U.S., including those with criminal records. And by the way, it was called Catch and Release. First president to demand a company handover of $20 billion to one of his political appointees. First president to tell a CEO of a major corporation, Chrysler, to resign. First president to terminate America's ability to put a man in space. He scuttled NASA. First president to cancel the National Day of Prayer and to say that America was no longer a Christian nation. You know how I know that? I've got the audio. I can play it for you. First president to have a law signed by an auto pen without being present. Wonderful. First president to arbitrarily declare an existing law unconstitutional and refuse to enforce it. First president to threaten insurance companies if they publicly spoke out for their reasons for their rate increases. First president to tell a major manufacturing company in which state it's allowed to locate a factory. First president to file lawsuits against the states he swore an oath to protect, Arizona, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Indiana. First president to withdraw an existing coal permit that he had properly issued years ago. First president to actively try to bankrupt an American industry, namely coal. First president to fire an inspector general of AmeriCorps for catching one of his friends in a corruption case that actually happened. First president to appoint 45 czars to replace elected officials in his office. Say what you want about Donald Trump's acting cabinet secretaries, but Obama was appointing czars. Same thing. First president to surround himself with a radical left-wing anarchist. First president to golf more than 150 separate times in his 5 years in office. First president to hide his birth, medical, educational, and travel records because, if you remember right, when he took office, his first executive order was to seal all of his personal records. First president to win a Nobel Peace Prize for doing nothing to earn it. First president to go on multiple global apology tours and concurrent insult our friends tours. First president to go on 17 lavish vacations, in addition to date nights and Wednesday evening White House parties for his friends, all paid for by the taxpayers. First president to have personal servants, taxpayer-funded, for his wife. First president to have a dog trainer on retainer. Yep, a dog trainer on retainer. Say that fast three times. For $102,000 a year at taxpayer expense. First president to fly in a personal trainer from Chicago at least once a week at taxpayer expense. First president to repeat the Quran and tell us the early morning call of the Azan, the Islamic call to worship, is the most beautiful sound on earth. He actually did that, and yes, I have the audio for that too. First president to side with a foreign nation over one of America's 50 states, Mexico versus Arizona. First president to tell the military men and women that they should pay for their own private insurance because they volunteered to go to war and knew the consequences. Yes, he did that. Then he was the first president to tell members of the military that they were unpatriotic for balking at the last suggestion. The first president that did not know, he was the first president that did not know how many states were in the Union. If you remember, he said there were 57. There. I feel much better now. I'd been under the impression that Barack Obama hadn't done anything. I just turned around and gave you a list of 38 things that he did. By the way, that's on my Facebook page if you want to copy it and paste it somewhere. It's worth the price of admission, which is free. All right. We'll be right back with the bottom of the hour. And our military and veterans news report coming right up here. Lots of stuff going on this weekend. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the U.S. of A. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Power was restored to the heart of New York City after a major outage impacted an estimated 72,000-plus customers, mostly in Manhattan's Midtown and Upper West Side. Con Edison said it completed power restoration to all customers on the west side of Manhattan, and the last of the six electrical networks is back in service. Speaking to reporters, Mayor Bill de Blasio said investigators were still trying to determine what caused the outage, but he said officials now know that terrorism is not to blame.
The investigation is going to look at the root cause, but I want to say up front, the one thing that we are as certain as we can be at this moment about is this was not a cyber attack, and this was not an act of physical terrorism.
Federal authorities have confirmed there was no evidence whatsoever of nefarious activity in that situation.
Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other one right down here in our backyard of Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know a lot of you are in a dead-end job. You're going nowhere. You got no chance for the future, a pay raise, a promotion. You're sitting there spinning your wheels. You're wondering, well, what can I do next? What have I got to do? Can I just find another job? Or can I retrain while I'm on this job to take a job that will make this one look silly? Well, Plan B is in work because I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. They do have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., a suburb of Boston, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. Let me repeat those last three words. Unlimited earning potential. For growth as an aviation maintenance tech, one of the most highest in-demand jobs anywhere in the country right now and around the world. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. It is not uncommon here in the United States of America for an aviation maintenance tech, first year aviation maintenance tech, to make between $50,000 and $60,000 to start, and maybe even more if you're willing to work. How about that? Don't know where you're going to be able to do that. So, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and 1-800-659-2080 is the number. 800-659-2080 is the number. Well, General Mark Milley, who was asked to address ongoing tensions with Iran, whose malign activity, he said, has increased the intensity since Donald Trump withdrew from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal last year, disputed that the kind of military action that the Pentagon would likely undertake in response to any further incidents would distract from the military's top-level strategy to prioritize China and Russia. Now, here's what General Milley had to say. He said, "I don't think anyone is seriously considering anything approaching sending 150,000 to troops, for example. Single strike operations, like the one ordered and then canceled by President Trump in response to the shooting down of the American drone last month, would not have significant impact on the main effort of China or Russia or whatever." And General Milley is exactly right when he says that. It would just be a little, for lack of better words, a little needle prick hitting Iran, saying, "Hey, here we are. It could be worse. Better behave." And the Senate has said that they're going to set a quick hearing to act expeditiously this week on Mark Esper's nomination to be the defense secretary. And that's good. By the way, General Berger is now the Marines' 38th commandant, and he's going to be one whale of a leader for the Marine Corps. Also, President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu have discussed increasing sanctions on Iran at least once, if not twice, on the telephone. And North Korea is threatening the South once again over its purchase of U.S. stealth fighters. Well, too bad, so sad. There's not much they can do about it. And again, Iran needs the U.S. more than we need them. Think about that. Now, senators right now in a confirmation hearing that covered everything from budget to national security, including threats to sexual assault prevention, two senators used their time to level with the nominee for the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff how far are you willing to go to keep the president from doing something dangerous. Well, of course, we are talking about General Mark Milley and General David Berger, who was asked the same question a week prior when he was confirmed as a 38th Marine Commandant after he had his hearing. By the way, the expected nomination of Vice Admiral Michael Gilday to lead the Navy brings forward an officer with key cyber experience to the top echelons of military leadership to bring that to the Navy, which is very, very important in lieu of what's going on right now with all the different cyber attacks going on all around the service industries. The Navy will have a really good one right there. Also, high-mobility artillery rocket systems, known as HIMARS, will train with Marines in Darwin, Australia, after participating in this month's Talisman Sabre exercise down under, according to the Marine Corps. They will remain there in Australia for the time being. Now, the British Navy, who is very actively sailing, through the Straits of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman, protecting British shipping interests there, is alive and well and ready to take on the Iranian gunboats anytime they come in and they threaten British vessels, or, for that matter, any other vessel. Keep your eyes on Iran. They're very unpredictable, and anything could happen at any time. Now, President Trump's choice for the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, has thrown his full support behind nuclear modernization plans, the creation of a space force, and developing new capabilities to offset China. We now know that. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And also, the Joint Chiefs nominee wants to boost information warfare. He said the Department of Defense needs to improve its non-kinetic abilities. Well, nobody will disagree with him on that. And the Pentagon is now considering deploying the military to guard commercial ships as they transit the increasingly hostile Straits of Hormuz in a possible return to the Reagan-era policy that prompted fears at the time of military conflict. Now, this will not only include our warships escorting other warships through the Straits, it would also include our military being put on some of these vessels as a security detail to prevent ships from being commandeered in the event that were to happen. I'm not sure if the president has to get permission from Congress to do that, because there was legislation which just passed that may not be signed by the president restricting what he could and could not do with Iran. I'm not sure if he will go along with this or not. It's hard to say at the present time. But we'll find out soon with everything that's going on. We'll find out soon with everything that's going on. All right, well, getting ready to come back with another highway and byway report here. We're going to update the weather for you and see what's going on. And don't forget, coming up in the next hour, we do the tease segment with about 5 minutes to go before the top of the hour with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. But we will be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right after these messages from your local radio station that you're listening to us on. And thank you very much for tuning in. Special shout out to WSLA over there in New Orleans, Slidell. You did a good job, guys.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Bringing you in on this beach, this big old trucking highway and byway report. And speaking of beaches, I would not want to be over anywhere along the Mississippi River Valley from, oh gosh, let me see, Memphis north. Now we're all the way up into western Kentucky, southern Illinois. We're not quite to St. Louis yet, but we're getting there. Cape Girardeau, Missouri, all the way south to New Orleans. You want to talk about flooding? You want to talk about high water? 75 to 80 miles each side of the Mississippi River right now. You've got flash flooding and or real flooding and or evacuations, including a lot of the southwestern part of Louisiana, still under a serious flood threat, people being evacuated as we speak, because even though New Orleans didn't get it, over to the west of New Orleans, Lafayette, Alexandria, let's see here, Grand Bay, a lot of flooding going on, and a lot more coming along, because all this rain that's traveling north right now is going to all come back down into New Orleans. Think about that. All this rain is going to wash back into the river, which is already at flood stage in most areas, and go all the way back down to New Orleans. So now add that to everything else. But the rain is all the way up into, let's see, that little corner of Kentucky that juts over into southwest Missouri. Cape Girardeau's right there. It's already gone north of Memphis, Tennessee. It's up into southern Ohio, southwestern Illinois. I'll get it right in a minute. Southwestern Indiana, southern Illinois, and it looks like as if it's going to follow pretty much the Mississippi Valley, but where it's at, where the terrain splits out, this thing could almost go straight into Chicago. With all the rain it's got, by the looks. I don't know what the forecast is. I'm just looking at what it's showing me right here for forward movement. Now, there is more rain along the Missouri River, over to the west of the Mississippi River, of course, and up in southeastern South Dakota. You've got some flood warnings and watches there for the rain they've had there. Plus, you've also got some very warm temperatures coming today in that area. And northwestern Iowa, around the Quad Cities, you've got a high heat index there. Central part of North Dakota, same thing for you. Southeastern corner of Minnesota, same thing for you, high heat warning. In northeastern South Carolina, on up into southeastern North Carolina towards Wilmington, a high index warning there. We'll probably have that for Florida because the temperatures for the next several days in a row are going to be in the 90s all across Florida, and that will be the reason, once again, to probably bring the heat index up around 100 degrees. But if you're out west, Arizona, be prepared. Arizona west, all the way across the state on I-10, I-8 in particular, you have got extreme heat index warnings for 110, 115, maybe as high as 120 degrees heat index numbers out in those areas. Starts around Tucson, goes to Phoenix, goes over to Yuma, goes out into the desert, Coachella. It goes up into the higher desert, towards Las Vegas. So be advised that there's going to be some really, really hot temperatures out that way today. So be prepared. If you're taking a trip across the high desert or even the low desert, make sure you're carrying at least a couple of gallons of extra water with you in case you need it for your vehicle, let alone yourself. Now, we have a fire threat warning, fire threat advisory, up in the southeastern part of Idaho tonight. For dry conditions there, and all it would take is a little dry lightning and we'd have a mess. Now, let me read you the report and then we'll go from there. Barry, Tropical Depression Barry, is going to continue to steadily weaken as it moves northward through the Mississippi River Valley. Despite the weakening, the system will continue to produce very heavy rainfall across the region with the threat for significant flash flooding in some areas. So be advised of that if you hear and you are in the path of Hurricane Barry. I'm sorry, Tropical Depression Barry, you will still have lots of rain to contend with. Now, don't forget, the pilot and Flying J near you, brings you our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Make sure you scoot in there, especially right about now. Tell them the captain sent you, and you get a cup of coffee out of the deal. And to our folks up there in Valdosta and South Georgia, howdy, howdy to you, and thanks for keeping the radio on in the truck stop. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, was with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been one of those days.
Why? It's just Monday.
I got to start with Senator Rick Scott because last night there's something going on in Puerto Rico down there. The governor, who the people want to get rid of because they believe he's as corrupt as the people that were just arrested, the riot police were called out in San Juan to break up a disturbance.
Well, yeah, he's losing some confidence in some Puerto Ricans. What has happened, apparently, is some messages or memos have been released.
Yeah.
And some people are reading them, and he's not very popular as a consequence of what he has been saying and doing, essentially behind the scenes. I mean, what his real thoughts are. So some people are calling for his resignation. They've lost confidence in his administration. So he's trying to hold on, I suppose, by calling out the riot police.
And the other thing that has to do with this is that a couple of his, for lack of better words, cabinet appointees, department heads, were arrested for having their fingers in the pot. How's that?
Yeah, for corruption.
Yeah.
And a couple of them have also resigned. So it's beyond two being arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three that have resigned may have been part of corruption, and they just, resigned before they got arrested. We don't know.
Well, we'll find out soon, I'm sure. And, Puerto Rico is something that, and by the way, was not the Democratic Party a little while ago just wanting to throw just a whole bunch more money down there?
Well, yeah, including Senator Bill Nelson. That didn't work out well for him.
Wonder what his cut was. No, I'm just kidding. But you got to wonder. You can't keep throwing money at something that's not working. You just can't do it.
Well, it's never, when we do these kinds of things, the oversight is minimal. We don't take care of our tax dollars, and we're not managing it, we're not in control of it. So it's kind of like you send millions and millions and millions of dollars somewhere, wherever it may be, in this case Puerto Rico, and it kind of just ends up in weird places.
Like somebody's pocket?
Or paying for their campaigns, or, doing pay-to-plays, or, all kinds of strange stuff.
Yeah, very much so. Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com got a lot of stuff to talk about. And, oh, by the way, Iran came out with a great suggestion to the president. We'll talk about that when we come back. And the mayor of Portland, Oregon, is in hot water big time. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.